Good morning, Sunrise.
Woo!
Praise the Lord. I am the happiest person you know, let me tell you. Thank you so much for praying for me. Had a skiing accident on March 13th. I still have an appointment with my surgeon's office on May 26th. Went to my last physical therapist appointment, and before I even got in his examining room, one of my friends was there in the waiting room with me. He said, "Let's put some weight on that." And I said, "No way! That's what you don't do." And he said, "Way! I've been emailing your doctor. Let's try it." So it was like a big step of faith, literally, for me. And in about 15 or 20 minutes, he had me with all my weight on my left leg. So I am just so thrilled. Wow. Praise the Lord. There is nothing like two legs, let me tell you. Walking is so awesome. I'm still in physical therapy. There's still some soreness and stiffness, so I'm working through that, but things are really good. And I'm just so grateful for your love and support and prayers along the way. Hey, today is Celebration Sunday. It is the day in our year where we take a step back and we try to take a look at just some of the awesome things that Jesus Christ has done through the life of Sunrise Community Church over the last year. Now, let me tell you, I don't know where you're coming from. And you might be saying, "Hey, in my own life, you know, this is kind of hard right now, or this isn't quite resolved, or I'm not sure how that's going to work out, or this just happened this weekend and I'm still struggling with it." I get it. Life goes on and sometimes it's hard. But you know what else? Celebration is a spiritual discipline. And no matter what goes on in your life and mine, nothing changes in heaven. Amen? Whatever goes on in your life or mine that might be hard, nothing changes in the pages of Scripture. And as people of a good and gracious God who redeems fallen people and broken lives, it is always right to celebrate. So wherever you're coming from today, I want to just encourage you to kind of let loose a little bit on some of those things that may concern you and just to step into a mode of celebration as it would glorify our Heavenly Father. You know, when Jesus was on earth, he said a lot of things about himself. In fact, if we just limit ourselves to the Gospel of John, he said some really interesting things. He said, "I'm the bread of life." He said, "I'm the light of the world." He said, "I'm the gate." He said, "I'm the good shepherd." He said, "I'm the resurrection and the life, and I'm the way, the truth, and the life." And then in chapter 15, he says something very interesting about him and about us. He says, "I am the vine, and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit." The fruit he's talking about is fruit that will last forever. And what speaks to me so loudly out of that passage is us, regular people with all kinds of hurts and hang-ups and hazards and hindrances in our lives. Our lives, this very brief lifetime that we have, can be used to produce eternal fruit. If we remain, if we abide, if we dwell in Jesus. So friends, there is something alive and at work in the life of our church, and it isn't us, it isn't our singing, it isn't our speaking, it isn't our serving. It's not us, it's not from us, but it's in us. It's the Spirit of Jesus Christ. As we remain in him and as he remains in us, and that creates fruit that's going to last forever. That's what we are celebrating today. Well, you know that for a number of weeks here, I was kind of out of commission, and our pastoral staff stepped up in such rare form. I am so proud of them. And amen. Amen. One said, quite honestly, "This is just about the worst thing that could happen in the worst possible time." And one said, "What if it's the best thing that could happen in the best possible time?" One of our pastors said, "It is not a bad thing to have to depend on Jesus Christ." Amen to that. In the context of this time, one of our staff members really came into his own, leading our staff, leading our operations. Many of us know him as an excellent pastor to our students and families. Now he's the pastor leading our staff and much of our church. Would you welcome our Sunrise Executive Pastor, Cliff Carey?
Good morning. Oh, I love it. Well, the big secret that you all know that was pointed out several weeks ago is we have a clock there that tells how far we are behind. And I'd like to point out that we're 2 minutes behind because Derek was dancing. And we just need to point that out, which I'm celebrating that right now. At Sunrise Community Church, Derek Zand is dancing. I get to update you a little bit on the executive pastor world, which you're like, yeah, you know, it's a little bit of a yawn world. I get to see people behind the scenes, God using them in a powerful way that they're gifted, places where certain people are gifted. And we have a group of people that I want to celebrate today called, this is the counting team, okay? I want to point this team out. And I think we have a picture of them maybe up there. There they are.
Yeah.
And so... there's a reason that their pictures are not on the screen, but it's an anonymous team of about 9 people that come every week, and they go through and they be sure that with what you donate and what you give to the church every week, it is faithfully counted and sorted. And when you designate that you want something to go to that missionary, it goes to that missionary. And when you want it to go to the general, it goes to the general. And they stay behind and they wait until that thing reconciles. Mm-hmm. And you never see them. They like seal themselves behind a closed door. It's locked. You have to have a special knock to get in the room and so on. But God just uses them consistently. And it's been fun to get to know them and to pray with them most weeks and to see God using someone in an area where they go, you know, I can do numbers and I can work an adding machine. And can God use me there? Yes, He can. And the other team, I have 3 more teams I want to celebrate. I'm not going to name the people individually. But we have an amazing elder board, a personnel commission, and a finance commission. The elder board chaired by Greg Twing. Personnel commission is chaired by Mark Rickabaugh. And the finance commission chaired by Paul Lockwood. And these are people that just volunteer their time to be lay leaders in this church. And I am so grateful to work with them. Another person for whom I am grateful to work with is, for whom I am grateful to, that's a terrible sentence, is Kim Shaw. She is our pastor of children's ministry. And Kim, I give you my 30 seconds.
Thank you. Well, I am excited this morning to celebrate the many, many people who volunteer in children's ministry. We have an amazing group of people who are so committed to our children, and it takes 79 people on a regular basis to come on Wednesday nights and Sunday mornings and do the normal things that happen here during the week, from nursery through fifth grade, all the way up through kids' clubs on Wednesday nights. And that's not to mention the 100-plus people it takes to run Vacation Bible School and our Easter egg hunts and any other special thing we have going on. Our volunteers do a myriad of things. Some of them come on Monday mornings and read books to preschoolers for our story time. Some hold babies in the nursery. Some come on a Wednesday morning and clean our nursery just to sanitize it, because it's a joy to her to do that and to pray for our families and our children while she's cleaning, which is amazing. We have people who prepare Sunday school lessons every week, who come and teach our children the Word of God. We have assistants who come and say, I can't teach, but I'm going to come and I'm going to assist and I'm going to play with children. They do things like teach girls to knit and scrapbook and teach them that God loves them and has a plan for their lives. And they teach them things like working with tools and how to grow up to be young men who follow God. We have this amazing group, but the most important thing they do is they teach our children about the Lord. They teach them that they can have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And what does that look like in their lives as our kids are learning to follow God for their entire lifetime? So I am so thankful for this group of dedicated people. And so I'm going to go out on a limb. I hope you're here. If you have helped in Vacation Bible School, served in the nursery, taught Sunday school, checked children in the check-in room, worked in the parking lot to make sure that our families found where they were going, or told a story, or just played with kids, I'm going to ask you to stand up. Come on, don't leave me hanging. Thank you. This is one service. Not everybody's even here today. And we have a full contingent of people over in kids' classes running those classes this morning, so they're not even here. So thank you for all that you do. I love you, and I appreciate you, and our church appreciates you. The next person, before I forget, that I get to introduce, someone I adore and love to work with, just his enthusiasm and the way he approaches ministry in our youth, Nolan Pierce, and he is with us today via video.
Hey, church. I'm sorry I can't be with you this Celebration Sunday, but Anna and I have a very good reason to be celebrating ourselves, and that's that our son, Uriah Pierce, was born on May 19th, and him and mommy are doing well. They're both in the process of recovering from the crazy thing that is birth. So thank you for your prayers and support. We're excited to see you guys sometime in the near future and be with you all again. I also just want to celebrate some things going on in the lives of student ministries this Sunday morning. This past year has been another one that we've seen an incredible amount of movement and work of Jesus Christ in the life of our young people. We've seen students who didn't really know hardly anything about church or Jesus come to know him in an exciting and life-giving way. And we've seen students who already know him grow in their love and knowledge and discipline and passion for Jesus all over their lives. And I want to tell you a little secret. I know that you think I am really great at pulling off a Christmas suit. But really, without the loving and deep, meaningful relationships these students have with our adult leaders, none of this happens. Time after time, we hear this thread along the stories of the lives of our students, that it's the adult leaders in their lives that are making such a huge impact to help them come to know Jesus in a way that's really real and meaningful to them. And so I just want to spend some time and thank the almost 30 people we have serving in student ministries in any capacity. These people are fantastic, and without them, none of this happens. And I want to encourage you too, if you see some of our volunteers around the church this morning, to just thank them for the investment they're making in the lives of the young people around our church. Well, I would like to hand things off to the next member of our pastoral staff who's expecting a little baby on the way, and that's Greg Triplett, who has some exciting updates on what's happening in the world of adult ministries.
Well, thank you, Nolan. I do not have a baby announcement just yet, but just so you guys know, I just found out about the birth of their kid just now, too. So this is a family moment right here. That's exciting. I've said this many times before, but one of my favorite things about being in ministry is getting a front row seat to see Jesus Christ change people's lives. And many of you have experienced this same thing. As an adult ministries pastor, I have the privilege of working with about 100 different adult groups and over 270 volunteers that help make this happen. And many of you, life group leaders, class leaders, people who greet on Sunday mornings, our ushers, people that run our congregational care programs. So many of you have also signed up for saying, yeah, I want a front row seat just to be in people's lives and for trusting God. And I would love to honor you guys as well. If you serve as a volunteer or a leader in adult ministries, would you just stand for us? I appreciate you guys a whole lot and all that you do for this church and for the kingdom of God. And I thought we'd mix it up a little bit. I think it's good, you know, kind of come down off the stage. And I would like to introduce you to a whole lot of people, but there's just a few this morning I want to say hi to. Dan and Tricia Canoy, would you guys step up for a second? Dan and Tricia have faithfully led the Couples in Christ class here at Sunrise, and this year are celebrating their 25th anniversary of that class, which is just absolutely incredible. Started as a young marrieds class, and now some of them are grandparents. and still young at heart. And I just wanted to ask you guys, you know, you've had 25 years of seeing God work, but the last year has been no exception. What are a few ways that you've seen God moving in your class in the last year?
Well, it's really simple, Greg. He's done a lot, but we have a vision statement that says we desire to teach God's word and build godly relationships. And out of those Christ-centered, God-centered words, we have lots of growth going on, lots of people reaching out to others, and lots of things happening. Marriage is strengthening. We have from college age up through grandparents in the group now. It's strong on relationships. And Tricia, just a word about the women.
For the last 12 years, we've had a women's retreat in our class, and I think that's done a lot with bonding the women together. We've done lots of potlucks and luncheons and things on the side, and there's been a lot of growth and a lot of bonding with women, and I think that's been a really good contributor to the growth of the class.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for your leadership. Thank you, guys. And I want to come over here to a couple who's part of that class. And in the last year, God has called them to take a few steps of faith. Brad and Cindy Baird, you guys please stand up. Cindy was a part of the IF gathering that we had for our ladies back in February, and God called you to lead this group for some women in your community. And Brad went to our men's conference recently, and God opened the door for you to start a men's group. Cindy, would you just mind sharing one just brief story of a way that God has worked in someone's life through this IF table that you've been hosting?
Sure. It has been amazing. There's 30 homes in our community, and I sent out an email to everyone and said, I'd like to do this IF gathering, and IF gathering stands for if there's a God, then what does that mean? Mm-hmm. And so God's just been putting that on people's heart, and we get anywhere from 4 to 8 people that come once a month, and we gather and we talk about what that truly means. If there's a God, what truth does that mean in all of our lives? And he is blessed. It is just a wonderful ministry, and I'm really excited to see what he's going to do with it.
Awesome. Well, thanks for taking that step of faith. And Brad, just tell us briefly about this men's group that popped up just last month.
Well, I've been a part of men's groups throughout my life, and the last 3 years I have not been in a group, and it's been heavy on my heart. I know that it really helps me grow personally when I'm part of a men's group, and going up to the men's retreat with Tier Screen and him just really motivating and exciting encouragement for all the men. I've been praying for the opportunity for to be part of a men's group, not leading a men's group. And God brings people into your life, and that's Michael Velasco actually came up to me and said, "Hey, let's start one ourselves." And I'm like, "Okay, that sounds kind of scary, but let's do it." So anyway, it happened, and we had our first meeting 2 weeks ago. I had 12 guys there, which we were wondering what God was going to do there, and we have our second meeting after the picnic today. So,
perfect. 2:00, men. Just find Brad afterwards. Go be a part of it. It'll be great. Exploring authentic manhood together. So God's at work. People are saying yes to how he's moving, and now I want to pass things off to our awesome worship leaders, Steve and Rachel. They're going to tell you about worship arts.
There's all kinds of fun stuff always going around in worship arts, and I do the classic worship team, which is first service team, band, and choir. And I just want to let you know a little something about choir. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, it says, "Jehoshaphat knelt down, bowing with his face to the ground. All Judah and Jerusalem did the same, worshiping God. The Levites stood to their feet and praised God, the God of Israel. They praised to the top of their lungs. And then Jehoshaphat stood up and said, 'Listen, Judah and Jerusalem, listen to what I have to say. Believe firmly in God, your God, and your lives will be firm. Believe in your prophets and you'll come out on top.' After talking it over with the people, Jehoshaphat appointed a choir for God, dressed in holy robes, and they were to march ahead of the troops going into battle, singing, 'Give thanks to God, his love never quits.'" And I just love that. And our choir is a choir that gives thanks to God, praising him. And they're fierce, and they defend him. And every Wednesday night before we rehearse for half an hour, there's a couple, Gary and Nancy Kraber, that lead whoever comes into prayer time for half an hour before choir, praying for you guys, leading us into battle as we prepare for Sunday and prepare our hearts to worship and praise. And I just want to acknowledge them and also the choir cabinet who helps organize so many amazing things. And we have a concert coming up in a couple weeks. Really excited about that. Hope you can make it. But there's also another guy who helps me out a little bit. And he's actually kind of looking like a canary today. The Roland Perry. He's over there in the yellow shirt. And you can see him back here. And so what happens is Roland comes up to me about once a year and he says, you know, I need a project. Do you have anything for me? I'm like, I think I have something for you. So this particular season, he came up to me with that request. And I said, you know what? I would love the choir room to not be a classroom. I would love for it to be a legitimate choir room. And he said, okay, yeah, we can handle that. So they completely redid the risers and made the floor acoustically more appropriate. And now we have a real choir room, thanks to Roland and his team. Thank you very much, Roland. So appreciate you. He's also our administrator for the choir and my right-hand person. I couldn't do it without him. So I just love being a part of the classic worship team and being working with Steve and being a part of Sunrise. It is just a huge blessing to me every single day. So, Steve, you have some other groups to tell us about, don't you?
Yeah, it's real brief. Just I just can't express, I just love this that we're celebrating, and you know, I just can't express my gratitude for just working here. Some of you know my story. I struggled with a lot of things, addiction and stuff like that. I worked in a giant Borg of a church, and you probably know about that. So, but you know, I love Sunrise. It's such a healing place, and I'm just so grateful to be here, and I'm grateful for the team that we have, and I just want to celebrate a particular team, and that is people you don't see, unsung heroes, and that's our media team that they're responsible for. They're up there. They're behind the scenes kind of people. Look, I can't even get pictures of their faces, you know. So, you know, they're very behind the scenes people, and if it wasn't for them, so many things, we wouldn't have lights, we wouldn't have these videos up here. You know, they video the service. There's cameras around here. You may have seen them on the internet. You know, we've had thousands and literally almost tens of thousands of views of all the videos we have online, and all that's because of these guys. And they do it's all volunteer. You know, usually a church this size or the campus this size has one, maybe two full-time tech people on staff. We have one very part-time person. That's it. Everybody else volunteers to make this happen. And so I just thank them so much. You got Dave and Bob and Matt and just Emmanuel. I can't even just name everybody involved at this time because I want to take up all my time. But if you want an exciting place to serve, there's plenty of room. Okay, so it would be really cool. And a lot of this would not happen. Also, some of the things that we've done here in the room and putting up lights and acoustic treatment would not happen if we didn't have a great partnership with facilities. And a lot of that is because we've got this awesome guy in charge of facilities, and that's Ward. Not Wade, it's Ward, and I'm going to pass it off to him.
Thanks, Steve. I can't believe it's been a year since our last Celebration Sunday, but as they say, time flies when you're having a good time, and let me tell you, serving with you all this last year has been very good. Sunrise is filled with servant-hearted folks who live out the truth of Galatians 2:20. It is no longer I, but Christ in me who lives. And this kind of abiding leads to much fruit. One great group of these folks is our toolbox crew. These guys come to our campus every Wednesday morning to perform maintenance work, tackle remodeling projects, you name it, and they save the church tens of thousands of dollars each year. Our own Doug Swenson, one, has stepped up to do the grounds on campus and will save us $12,000 annually. There's another saint many of us know and love there. There near the right-hand lower corner is another saint that we know and love. It's the guy wearing the welding helmet, our own Ray Baker. Yeah. Yeah. Ray is a master metallurgical miracle worker. If it's at Sunrise and it's metal, chances are Ray's fingerprints are on it. Ray has been serving at Sunrise for 25 years. And at 86 years of age, he is now telling us that he's beginning to slow down a little. This man loves the Lord. And like his fellow two boxers, that love bears fruit in blessing others through many acts of faithful, humble service. Over 200 of you volunteered last year as we rolled out the red carpet to our community at Christmas Experience, Bethlehem Village 2016. Time doesn't allow to acknowledge each one of you, but I'm sure each one of you would happily celebrate the way that the Holy Spirit has gifted Roland Perry to be our program manager. With 10 years of experience under his belt, an incredibly sharp mind, and excellent communication skills, Roland is a godsend to the entire BV leadership team. Another one of our key leaders for BV is John Hebner. John is an incredibly organized leader. Amen. Amen. You guys are taking up all my time with applause. These guys are worth it. John is incredibly organized, coordinating 7 different crews to accomplish the Herculean task of building Bethlehem in the span of 12 hours and then tearing it all down and putting it away in 4. We thank God for these saints. We're so blessed to serve with them. We continue to see the fruit of people drawn to Jesus Christ through this powerful outreach ministry. And the entire team would be very quick to tell you, apart from Christ, none of it would happen. Another couple hundred of you served this year in Sanctuary at Sunrise in February. Many of you joined Debbie Schmidt and our amazing cafe volunteers to serve over 1,750 meals that week. We heard from our guests again and again how blessed they were by the level of hospitality, genuine love, and acceptance that Christ shone through you to the homeless poor. Talk about abiding in Christ, inasmuch as we do it to the least of these. Your emergency response planning team has been working diligently over the last several months to provide a response plan for Sunrise that ranges from rendering first aid to an individual to providing support to our extended community, working with the Red Cross in the event of a natural disaster. For instance, when the dam looked like it wasn't going to hold and we had those evacuees, that's the kind of scenario that we're looking at. Mark Carlson has a passion for blessing our extended community with the love of God in Christ through practical acts of service and care and provision. And Jason and Sarah Travis are law enforcement professionals who have a passion for preserving the safety and security of all who come to our campus. You may notice some empty chairs. That isn't because their identities are classified. That's because there are opportunities coming for you to plug into this vitally important ministry. A few weeks ago, the women's ministry celebrated Mad Hatter's banquet. Well, our own Derek wears many different hats, and one of his very favorite hats is that of the director of our missions program. So, Derek?
Thanks, Ward.
Hey, can we give it up for our pastoral staff, the folks that God has brought to work with us? That's awesome. Yay. Sunrise is not just about what's happened on this campus. We're a missional church. We believe that God has uniquely called us to be a part of sending and forming people who are going to love Jesus Christ. So we say that we look one another in the eye. We say, have you been blessed? And if you have, then pivot into our community and give that away. I'm so pleased to report that this year, Sunrise volunteers visited 230 homes in our neighborhood, simply knocking on the door and saying, could we pray for any need that you might have, being a light in our community. We're also part of sending 3 short-term mission teams to the Philippines, to Jamaica, and to Asia, distributing Bibles. In fact, there's a Jamaica team just getting ready to go pretty soon right now. And I want you to know, if you give financially to Sunrise, you're a part of supporting 14 different local agencies or missionaries, including 4 missionaries that come from one church, this church. People like Jessica Marat, who serves with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, discipling students on the campus of UC Santa Cruz, or Carlo Walt, who helps people abide in Christ to lead more fruitful ministry lives right here in Northern California. If you give financially to Sunrise, you're a part of helping us support 19 different international missionaries, including 8 missionary families from one church, from this church, including people like Jeremiah and Mindy Harton, who work with Missionary Aviation Fellowship in Indonesia. By the way, they're going to be with us this summer and then into the fall. I'm so excited about that. Or Steve and Jan Volker, who help people see the Jesus film through Campus Crusade crew all around the world. In fact, one of our... Let's give it up for them. Yeah, that's awesome. In fact, we have an international missionary kind of living right with us here in our congregation, and he regularly volunteers to help us lead worship. Kim Peterson is a musician and a missionary with Proclaim International, and in this last year, Kim, you have been to China, to Peru, to Mexicali with our youth and a lot of our families. You've taught a Spanish immersion class right here on campus, and you're headed to Peru pretty soon. And you have an idea about this whole notion of abiding, that it isn't just passive. There's actually a lot to it.
Yeah. The only place I haven't been this year is on the ski slopes.
Okay.
I kind of got smart. The message from the Lord that that was not the place to go.
Rule that out.
Yeah. Now, as we're thinking about this idea, concept of abiding, abiding is not so much being in one place, but it's moving. One of my favorite verses is 1 John 2:6. It says, if someone says they abide in Christ, they need to walk as he walked. So it's all about walking. And I got the shoes on today. These are sandals, Jesus sandals. You need to work on yours, Derek, and we can do it together.
Thanks for the tip.
Yeah, anytime. That's why I'm here, you know?
Who loves Kim Peterson? God bless you guys. Thanks a lot. You know, as we look at this passage, John chapter 15, I want you just to know that 6 different times the word fruit appears. We all want a significant life, and there's all kinds of things we're doing. But the fruit that Jesus Christ alone can bring from our lives is probably the most significant thing in our lives. Over 15 times in John chapter 15, the word abide appears. Whatever else is going on in our lives, or a busy calendar, even at church, the idea of remaining, of dwelling, of living in Christ. That passage goes on to say, if you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This, all that we've talked about, all that Jesus prays for and intercedes for us, is to our Father's glory. Friends, that you and I would bear much fruit. This year we had the awesome opportunity to conclude about a 4-year pastoral transition process as we celebrated the fruitful lives of Pastor Rich and Kathy Sherman. Could we honor the Lord for their lives and ministries? Isn't that awesome? On Sunday mornings in the last year, we taught through Ephesians, through 1 Peter, and now in 1 Corinthians. And along the way, you know what? Jesus brought fruit. Baptisms. About 27 people were baptized in the life of our church. Baptism is a public declaration of a personal and prior reality that a person has recognized that they're a sinner, but that Jesus Christ has died in their place on the cross at Calvary. And they have accepted his offer of free gift of salvation and are willing to live a life of faith going forward. In fact, if you have not been baptized by immersion, you can be baptized as a believer in Jesus Christ today. We're going to have a baptismal tank out on the lawn, and you could connect with Pastor Kim or Pastor Greg right here. They love to kind of hear your faith story to understand where you're at spiritually. And if you've kind of crossed that line and you're a believer in Jesus Christ, we would love for you to be baptized today. So connect with them. And maybe today there'll be even something new to celebrate. Well, we also are so excited that we've received 24 new members at Sunrise this year, including Debbie Bruni, Phil Bruni, Bob Donabedian, Julie Donabedian, Heather Harris, Mark Harris, Myra Howe, Trevor Howe, David Kasparik, Christy Kasparik, and Mackenzie Paul. Can we celebrate for them?
Amen.
And I think we're going to have an opportunity to pray for those folks. Yep.
All right.
We want them to come out. We want to see them. So if I've just mentioned your name, if you're a new member joining our church, feel free to come on up. Fantastic. Could we encourage these folks one more time? All right. I tell you what, let's do this together as one family. Would you join me by standing? And if you want to just come forward a few steps and grab a hand or put a hand on a shoulder or give a hug, welcome these people into the life of Sunrise Community Church. We would just love that. Come on up. You can just kind of join them. And let's pray together. Are you ready? Heavenly Father, we love you. And we thank you so much for taking over our very regular and fallen lives and giving us a destiny in heaven because of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you so much for what you've done in the lives of these new members. We know they've had all kinds of different starting points. And Lord, I pray that you would make them feel so at home here at Sunrise, that trust would be built, that we'd practice those one another's, respecting one another, loving one another, serving one another. And Lord, we pray that people that we may not even know today would be blessed because of our relationships together. We pray above all else that you would be glorified and honored through our lives together as your body, Sunrise Community Church. Would you bring life and would you bring fruit from us that would last forever for your glory? In Jesus' name. And all God's people said,
Amen. Amen.